In Sharon Flake's book, The Skin I'm In, readers saw into the life of Malika Madison, a teen who suffered from the ridicule she received because of her dark skin color. For decades, fans have wanted to know the fate of the bully who made Malika's life miserable, her name, Char. Now, in Sharon Flake's latest, The Life I'm In, we follow Charlize Jones, who, with her raw, blistering voice, speaks the truths that many girls face, offering insight to some of the causes and conditions that make a bully a bully. Turned out of the only home she has known, Char boards a bus to nowhere, where she is lured into the dangerous web of human trafficking, a subject of the book as well. Sharon Flake won the Coretta Scott King Award for The Skin I'm In. The new book is The Life I'm In, and we welcome Sharon Flake to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I love Albany. I considered it my second home for a lot of years.
Really? That's great.
I didn't live there, but I had so many school visits. I was up there all the time. So, hello, Albany.
Well, so tell us about those school visits. You go around and you talk to kids about your work. What is that process like? What is that like? What do you learn from that?
Oh, I love it. You know, well, first of all, they look all kinds of ways. Sometimes I'm just in classrooms, but mostly I'm in groups of 100 to 700 to 1,000 kids in the auditorium talking, running around, putting a mic in their face as I ask them questions. Because of the school, the skin I'm in about bullying, I would ask them, what does bullying look like in your school?
Yeah.
Right? And they would tell me. So it depends on where you were, what school. But only once in my 22 years that I have a kid say, they don't bully at my school. And it turned out it wasn't true.
Yeah.
I knew it. And their friends confirmed it. So, you know, it's me talking to young people about my own journey, about bullying and the characters in the book. And it's them a lot of times being very open, regardless of ethnicity, regardless of income. There are a lot of things that are parallel between students and young people. If they want to fit in, they want to be liked. They don't want to stick out and be bullied and picked on. And so we have conversations about that.
I do want to talk to you about this book, but let us talk about The Skin I'm In. What was it about that book, do you think, that struck such a chord? Because it was about bullying and because so many kids, you know, still go to it as a guide of trying to understand what they're going through.
You know what? And so many people now for The Skin I'm In are in their 30s, and they're writing to me and telling me it changed their life. It gave them a voice. In fact, the characters are all African Americans, but the story is also universal. So it's about colorism, about Black kids who are picking on Black kids because of their dark skin. And that all comes from slavery and colonization of the country and still holding on to those legacies. But it's also about being comfortable in your own skin. And so it's funny, recently I got an email from a young man, I think he's in his 30s and he's Caucasian, and he wanted me to come and do his blog. And he said, hey, I read Money Hungry and The Skin I'm In when I was in middle school. And I never forgot it. So it's just one of those stories where everybody sort of finds themselves in that story. Because you want to find your voice, so you didn't have it as a young person. For me, I was afraid to speak up. I didn't get bullied. Kids think I did. But I was afraid to say anything back to people. Somebody might, it's because of your skin color. Maybe it's because of your height. But we all are faced at some point, right, where someone doesn't like something about us. And when you're in middle school and elementary school and high school, it's particularly devastating, right? Because you only want to fit in. You only want to be seen as, I'm just like everybody else. And bully's job is to make you think, nope, you're nothing like anybody else. And in fact, you're so horrible, you deserve to be picked on, and I'm gonna mess with you. And so that's what that book is about. It's about finding your voice when people are pushing you down and standing up for yourself.
So I mentioned in the introduction that for decades, fans have come up to you at those readings and at bookstores and wanted to know about the bully, wanted to know about Char. So at what point did you say, okay, let's give them what they want?
Well, it took me 22 years to say, okay, I'm going to give them what they want, because people love that book. they write college essays around that book. They do PhD studies, including that book. And so the teacher is beloved. She helps Malika in the first book to help find her voice and her writing talent. And people love Malika. They think and see themselves as Malika, the girl who gets picked on. And so it was like, I'm not going to touch that book. Like, no, I'm not. My mother didn't raise a fool. And then recently, a couple years ago, somebody asked that question. And I guess I was ready to deal with it because I said, I'd never do it. But if I did, it would be from the bully's perspective. And it would deal with human trafficking. And I went home that night and I started writing. So what's changed? Well, first of all, human trafficking has really picked up at least our knowledge of it, right, over the last 10 years. I'm a mom, and even though my daughter's 33, I worry about it. I go to schools and I worry for them. And I wanted to be able to tell a story about a girl that was dealing with that. Charlize had some elements of her life that might make her susceptible, not at fault, right? She had been left down seventh grade twice already, three times by the time the book starts. Her parents were both dead, murdered, and she had never gotten over that. So, of course, when she's walking to the school in the first book, she's angry, she's upset. But when you're being bullied, you don't exactly care about what the bully's problem is. You only care about their own particular problem. And then her sister, Char's sister, is taking care of her the best she can. She's having these parties and strangers are walking through the house. They all make Char vulnerable emotionally and otherwise to perhaps something sinister happening to her. So we find Char getting on the bus at the beginning of The Life I'm In, upset with her sister because her sister is changing and her sister is seeing a different life for herself. But she's also doing it with the help of Char's old teacher. And Char thinks, oh, you guys are bullying, coming up against me. I think I can do this on my own, live my life on my own. She's 16, and you know how 16-year-olds think. And that begins, that choice starts to lead her down some path that ends her with a guy who is trafficked, who traffics her. You know, when you don't have money, these guys, they're mostly men, but not all men, right. Predators. They can spot someone who's vulnerable. They can spot a kid who's a runaway, who doesn't have money, who's on their own. And at first, Char's pretty good on her own, but the money starts to run out, and the opportunities are not there for who's hiring a 16-year-old girl with no experience for a job. And then Anthony shows up, and all of a sudden, she starts to make some different sort of choices. And that's the beginning of her being trafficked, but it's not the end of the story.
Right.
So it's a book about trafficking, but it's a book about women and girls supporting and helping women and girls get to the other side. It's about the power of literature because Malika shows up for people who loved Malika in the first book. And she shows up this time strong and with boundaries. And she helps Char through literature to see herself differently. And then the former teacher comes. People ask me, was I a teacher once? No. Did I have a favorite teacher because I have these great teachers in my books? Not particularly, but I didn't particularly have a favorite teacher, but I have a lot of respect for teachers and I have a lot of friends that are teachers. So Ms. Sandra shows up and she's a big help to Char. And then Char shows up in her own life, right? She's not just the victim, but she shows up and helps her own self get to the other side.
The book is quite a gift. It's been out for just a little bit now, and feels good to have it out in the world, I assume.
It feels good to have it out in the world. I wasn't aware that it was coming out during National Slavery and Human Trafficking Month, which is January. And so someone said, is that intentional? It wasn't intentional. I found out about that later. But I'm glad that it came out this month, that people can maybe start to have conversations about that situation and understand it could happen to anyone. Trafficking is a $150 billion global business. It's a lot of money. It's only second to drugs in terms of money that's made through illegal gains.
Well, the new book,
it's a big business.
Certainly, and it's so troubling. But you address it in a beautiful way. Sharon Flake's new book is The Life I'm In. You're listening, Sharon. Congratulations! Thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you. Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Thank you very
much. See you,
Albany. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.